With government troops surrounding the Gulf Hotel, the only way civilians get in or out is by helicopter. A Ukrainian crew pilots the five-minute UN flight, carrying daily newspapers and mail, cartons of milk and cases of water, a box of printer cartridges, and the men and women who clean the hotel and pump its sewage. The Russian-made helicopter circles Abidjan's main lagoon, coming to rest on a makeshift landing pad in the hotel's back lawn. This is the center of government for Alassane Ouattara, the man who Ivory Coast's electoral commission and most of the international community recognize as the duly elected president. But incumbent leader Laurent Gbagbo is not giving up power because his allies on the Constitutional Council annulled enough ballots to put him ahead of Mr. Ouattara. That's led to a standoff between rival governments, with Mr. Gbagbo's cabinet shuffling between downtown ministries and Mr. Ouattara's cabinet confined to the Gulf Hotel. Mr. Ouattara's press people work out of the general manager's office. Political supporters play cards in the near-empty lobby, where the cash machine's empty, the travel agency is closed, and waiters give change with paper credit slips because there's a shortage of small bills. Keith Edward is a legal counselor to Mr. Ouattara.
Even though you're within the city, you still don't know what's going on in the environment where you have a lot of information that is difficult to verify.
Edward checked into the Gulf before November's vote when people moved freely. He says the army's blockade has been hardest on people with family on the other side.
Most of the people here live in the city, so they have family members, kids, husbands, spouses on the other side of the bridge, and there's no physical connection except, thank God, they do have a good cell phone system in this country.
Mr. Gbagbo's foreign minister, Alcide Djedje, says the Gulf Hotel is not a prison.
Ce blocus est fait pour des raisons sécuritaires. The FDS.
Djedje says the blockade is meant to protect Ivorians and diplomats who live near the hotel. Ouattara supporter Alomo Kwasi has not left the hotel in over a month, but agrees it's not prison. He says the prisoner in Ivory Coast is Laurent Gbagbo. Kwasi says everyone in the hotel has one objective, that Mr. Gbagbo leave power. As for eating or not eating, Kwasi says they'll eat well tomorrow. Their objective now is to lift all the barriers, and for them, he says, the barrier for Ivory Coast is Laurent Gbagbo. Djedje says Mr. Gbagbo would gladly lift the blockade, if not for the more than 300 heavily armed rebels who are living at the hotel.
L'armée ivoirienne estime qu'on ne peut pas tolérer.
Djedje says the military cannot allow those rebels free movement when they're less than a five-minute boat ride from Mr. Gbagbo's residence. Two rebels play a board game on the patio, where women sell phone cards at a 10% markup. Senegalese peacekeepers do laundry by the pool, their clothes drawing across plastic lounge chairs circling the now deserted pool bar. A Pakistani officer leads soldiers and civilians in daily prayers near a long white UN tent. A still-uniformed hotel groundskeeper mows tall grass around rows of peacekeepers' camouflage tents. Armored personnel carriers block the front entrance. Sandbagged machine gun placements crowd the outside stairs. Stacked rows of concertina wire ring the narrow marsh at the edge of the lagoon. Gbagbo supporters derisively refer to Mr. Ouattara's hotel as La République du Golf, implying that his influence extends no farther than the soldiers surrounding it. But legal counsel Edward says the two sides of Abidjan's political divide are more similar than most people think.
Miscommunication is a major fact, and due to the miscommunication, that influenced the behavior of the people on both sides. More than once I have seen female crying because they think this child has disappeared, or the family crying on the other side because they're thinking that a bomb just fell on us.
At dusk, on the hotel's back lawn, there's a football match between Jordanian peacekeepers and Ivorian rebels. They may be protecting the same man, but on the pitch, there's plenty of pushing. The head of UN peacekeeping wants to boost this force over the next few weeks. But Mr. Gbagbo says everyone, including these nearly 800 soldiers guarding Mr. Ouattara's hotel, must leave Ivory Coast, as he no longer has confidence in their neutrality because they're protecting his rival. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Abidjan.